This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
What is up, everybody? My name is Russell, and you are listening to phoenixradio.com.au. That was the Spice Girls with Wannabe, a classic karaoke hit. It's 2:04 p.m., and what time is it? It is Hero Time, in which I'll be bringing you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your hearing pleasure. Coming up this week, Michael B. Jordan will produce and star in the Black Superman limited series. Fringe actor Anna Torv to play Tess in the Last of Us HBO series. The remake of Dead Space has officially been announced. And HBO's I May Destroy You actress joins Black Panther 2. But first up in our top story, coming from the folks of IGN, Michael B. Jordan is now in the DC business. The actor and his production company, Outlier Society, are developing an HBO Max limited series focusing on Val Zod, a black Kryptonian that holds the mantle of Superman per Collider. According to reports, Outlier Society has already tapped a writer to pen the script for the series. Jordan is attached to produce and could potentially star, though the actor has not committed to the role. Val Zod was the second character to take up the mantle of Superman in DC's New 52 era. After his parents were executed by the Kryptonian court, Val was sent to Earth 2, an alternate universe version of DC's Prime Earth. Jordan and Outlier Society's limited series is not the same as the Superman film reboot in the works from writer Ta-Nehisi Coates and producer J.J. Abrams. The Bat Robot project has announced its intentions to cast a black actor as Clark Kent / Kal-El, and for those who don't know what that name was, that was Superman's Kryptonian name. In April, Jordan downplayed rumors that he was being courted for the role. Warner Brothers has reportedly considered Jordan for the role of Superman in the past, exploring options for the actor to take on the mantle in 2018. Additionally, Jordan reportedly pitched a Superman project to Warner Brothers in early 2019. On the horizon, Jordan is preparing to mount his directorial debut with Creed 3. He will also star in the Denzel Washington-directed drama A Journal for Jordan, set to release later this year. Additionally, Jordan will produce a Static Shock film adaptation for HBO Max. Up next, reports from IGN confirmed that The Last of Us HBO series has cast Fringe star Anna Torv to play Tess in a recurring role. Deadline reports that Torv will play the character opposite Pedro Pascal's Joel in HBO's adaptation of the first Last of Us game. In the game, Tess worked with Joel to smuggle weapons in and out of Boston and aided Joel in taking Ellie to the Flyflies. Tess was an important character that kicked off the events in the Last of Us video game, but her appearance in the game didn't extend through the entire playthrough. Given Torv is set to be a recurring character in the HBO series, there is a possibility her role has been expanded, something the show's creators said they were interested in exploring. Torv joins Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey, who were cast to play Joel and Ellie respectively. Others confirmed to be on the show include Nico Parker, who will play Joel's daughter Sarah, Gabriel Luna as Tommy, and Meryl Dandridge, who will reprise her role as Marlene. She also voiced the same character in Naughty Dog's critically acclaimed title. The Last of Us series began filming this month in Alberta. It was confirmed that the first season will consist of 10 episodes. Last week, it was reported that the first season would cost more than $10 million per episode. Up next, IGN reports that EA has announced the return of Dead Space with EA Motive set to remake the original 2008 acclaimed survival horror game. Announced during EA Play Live 2021 last week, following previous rumors of the Dead Space remake, EA confirmed Motive is currently working on a Dead Space 1 remake set for release on the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. No official release date or window was given, but the first teaser trailer offered an in-engine look at the mood and tone Motive is striving to capture with the remake. Dead Space will be rebuilt from the ground up in the Frostbite engine, with the developers looking to take advantage of the advanced solid-state drives, 3D audio, and more new tech of the latest console generation to bring Isaac's journey aboard the USG Ishimura to life once again. Motive is also working closely with fans from the Dead Space community, bringing some fans into the early stages of production to offer feedback on the development and modernization of the original game. For those who haven't played before, Dead Space follows Isaac Clarke, an engineer sent to repair the Ishimura, a massive starship, but when he arrives, he discovers a disturbing fate for the crew on board. Some sort of alien infection has taken over the crew, producing enemies known as necromorphs, and sending Isaac on a journey to figure out what's happening and potentially find his partner Nicole, who is somewhere on the ship. When it debuted, IGN's original Dead Space review saying, "Dead Space does the genre proud with an engaging story, action that's tensed, fast-paced, and extremely violent, as well as atmospheric qualities that will get you under your skin and make you jump." It spawned two mainline sequels as well as other offshoots, with the original trilogy's development primarily handed by the now-shuttered Visual Games. The final reports of the day, reports coming from, you guessed it, IGN, states that actress Michaela Cole has joined the cast of Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, Variety reports. Cole is joining production in a currently unknown role. Cole is best known for her work on HBO's I May Destroy You, where she plays a popular writer who attempts to rebuild her life after being raped. Cole also directed and executive produced and created this series. The show premiered during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic in June last year and received widespread praise for Cole's performance and its exploration of the sexual assault after the emergence of the Me Too movement. Cole also received 4 Emmy nominations for Lead Actress, Supporting Actress, Writing, and for Best Limited Series. Cole's other credits include Black Mirror's USS Callister episode, where she plays one of the Star Trek-like crewmates imprisoned in a virtual reality by a monstrous tech executive. Cole also created and later adapted Chewing Gum from a stage play to a TV series. She later appeared as a member of the Resistance in Star Wars The Last Jedi. Cole is joining returning cast members including Angela Bassett as Queen Ramonda, Danai Gurira as Okoye, Winston Duke as M'Baku, Lupita Nyong'o as Nakia, and others. Black Panther: Wakanda Forever kicked off production in late June, with the untimely death of original Black Panther actor Chadwick Boseman. Fans have been looking to the comics for ideas on how the franchise will handle a world without the King T'Challa. And that's all the time for Hero Time this week. Thank you very much for listening to this week's edition of Hero Time. Join me again next week, where I keep you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your absolute hearing pleasure. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Phoenix Hero Time for the pop culture news I tweet. And if you want to catch up on today's episode, listen to it again on Phoenix Radio Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Wooshka, and any other pop podcast systems you can find. Thanks again for listening. My name is Russell, and for all the programs you love, keep it right to phoenixradio.com.au. Have a good day, everyone. Bye-bye.